sending in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from the flatlands of Indiana, the cornfields of Indiana. My goodness gracious, do we have cornfields. Cornfields, bean fields. So much food growing over here, nobody on earth should be hungry if they were allowed to have it, that is. Well, it's good to be back with you again, folks. This old cop represents, I just want you to remember this, that when you hear me speak about issues, remember, we have two police and military associations up at in Idaho County, Idaho, and we represent literally thousands upon thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom. And we are working hard to reach our other brothers and sisters in uniform and awaken them to the fact that they're being used to subjugate people of other nations into this Antichrist world government system. And they will be used, and presently that's being prepared, be used to subjugate the American people under this Antichrist world government system. And so we're deeply concerned, as are thousands upon thousands of other police and soldiers, about these very important issues. And that leads us to our guest tonight. For about 12 years now, our police and military association has been passing around research material, doing research, doing investigations into why it is, folks, that we hear from the glitter bugs on TV, the religious multimillionaire glitter bugs on TV, that the world is turning to Christianity, and they're setting up television stations around the globe. They are setting up communications around the globe. And yet, why? We couldn't figure why we're going to hell in a handbasket in the United States. If there's more and more Christians, what is going on? Because what we saw some 12 years ago is that Christians were withdrawing from the battle to stand up, as God said, and occupy this land until his return. They were withdrawing into their prayer closets, into their churches, singing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, and waiting to get the heaven out of here. And we, in our research, we found several things that caused that to happen. Misteachings, misdirection in the cemeteries set up for Christians. I'm sorry, seminaries set up for Christians that want to become pastors around the nation. And they've been miseducated, and they were redirected, you might say, as the old communist Bella Dodd and Carl Pruschen said back in the 1950s when they testified before the House on Un-American Activities, that their duty as communists was to infiltrate the seminaries of the Christians and change the Word of God and destroy the Word of God. And so we became deeply concerned, our two police and military organizations, some 12 years ago, and began to focus a lot of our attention on studying what is going on. Had the communists been successful at infiltrating the seminaries and the Bible schools around the and the Bible colleges around the nation? Well, we luckily, and just as God would allow us, we ran straight into the person we have as a guest tonight, Dr. Kathy Burns, who had also been researching and doing investigations for many years into this very same situation. So we have Dr. Kathy Burns on with us. We'll be right back with her after this, these important messages. Stay tuned.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. affected. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients, is earth friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Documentation and writing. Dr. Kathy Burns has a degree in Bible philosophy, spent the last 19 years doing extensive research on the New Age movement and related subjects. She's written many articles, tracts, and booklets on various topics and 9 other books other than the one I'm looking at right here, which is Billy Graham and His Friends, which we've talked about on this program before. One of them that came, the first one to come to our attention at our police and military association that really was quite astounding was her book on Masonic and occult symbols, which are all illustrated in this book, and it's a big, thick book. And what happened was some of us Irish cops were wanting to buy these rings, these green, beautiful stoned rings from Ireland. And they had a particular symbol on them. And we didn't know what that symbol was, but it was beautiful. It was like a cross kind of woven together. And so one night I saw this emblem on another in another book. And I thought, well, doggone, I'm going to go to Kathy's book. And I'm going to open it up and look at this symbol in here. And sure enough, I found out that it's a cult symbol used in Ireland. It's been around a long time, and I talked to our other Irish cops in our association, and we decided not to order that ring. So her work has just been astounding and so helpful for so many people in so many ways. And I've asked her to come on tonight to talk specifically about what is going on in the church today regarding the letting down of the boundaries that God set for us, tremendous, serious boundaries And I talked to her about sitting in my son's church in Phoenix, Arizona, when I went to visit him a couple of years ago. And Dr. Tommy Barnett getting up in his big cathedral. I mean, it holds like 20,000 people. And he's Assemblies of God, one of the biggest churches in America. And I was sitting there, and all of a sudden, Tommy Barnett introduced a priest and a nun and turned the service over to him. And I just about fell into the aisle. But I noticed after that that all the big million-dollar glitter bugs on TV were talking about coming together with the Catholic Church, joining hands and doing this and that. And I said, something's up. So anyway, we called Kathy Burns, Dr. Burns, and we said, your book on Billy Graham and his friends have so much information, not just on Billy Graham, but what is going on in the Christian church today. So with that said, I'd like to bring up our good friend, Dr. Kathy Burns. Kathy, how are you tonight?
The Lord is helping me, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. Believe me, you're one of our favorite people. You've taught us so much, and you're always coming up with something more we need to know.
Oh, well,
so
thank you so
for
much.
Being on with us tonight.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Yes.
You were talking about the Catholic Church. I think maybe we ought to start just all the way back in the very beginning with Billy Graham.
Okay.
His first main crusade was held in Los Angeles. And, of course, the one there that really put him in the limelight was the man by the name of William Randolph Hearst.
Oh, yes.
Of course, he writes in his biography, this is Graham, he says this about this event. Now, we're going back again, 1949, so we're talking over 50 years ago already.
Oh,
and this
yes.
is Graham's book. He says, quote, "When I arrived at the tent for the next meeting, the scene startled me. For the first time, the place was crawling with reporters and photographers. They had taken almost no notice of the meetings up until now, and very little had appeared in the papers. I asked one of the journalists what was happening. 'You've just been kissed by William Randolph Hearst,' he responded. I had no idea what the reporter was talking about, although I knew the name Hearst, of course, was the great newspaper owner. I had never met the man, but like most Americans, I had read his papers. The next morning's headline story about the campaign in the Los Angeles Examiner, followed by an evening story in the Los Angeles Herald Express, both owned by Hearst, stunned me. The story was picked up by the Hearst papers in New York, Chicago, Detroit, and San Francisco, and then by all their competitors. Until then, I doubt if any newspaper editor outside the area had heard of our Los Angeles campaign. Supposedly, he had sent a message to his editors, quote, Huff Graham, unquote. Now, so this is where Graham is telling us this basically is Hearst got him started. He gave the message to his editors, Puff Graham. But I think what's even more important than this here statement was that actually the night before the rally, Hearst had run an editorial. And this is what Hearst himself said. Of all great assemblies to take place in the Los Angeles area this year, none perhaps will be more significant and with more far-reaching effects than the Billy Graham rally and the Pasadena Rose Bowl tomorrow evening, unquote. Now, how did Hearst know in advance that that rally would probably have far-reaching effects? It appears as though there was a setup from the very, very beginning. Now, who was Hearst? This will help answer some of the questions you were asking when we started. Hearst lived in adultery for some 30 years by having movie actress Marion Davies as his mistress. He built a castle where he entertained the rich and the famous people, particularly inviting the decadent actors and actresses from Hollywood to come and stay as guests and, of course, flaunt their sinful ways of living. Several of those in leadership at Hearst Publications were Masons and so on, and then Hearst also is into the book publishing now, and he publishes books, supposedly so-called Christian, but also pro-gay, occultic, and satanic books. So why would someone of this caliber actually take an interest in Billy Graham to start with?
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yes. Here he is. Hearst is not a Christian. He's living in adultery. And in fact, the thing is, he is a Catholic. And William Randolph Hearst was instrumental in even helping out not only with the 49 Crusade, but he helped out with Graham's 1957 Crusade in Madison Square Garden. And he funded 3 years of Billy Graham's meetings. So Graham had to basically give in to Catholicism from the very beginning.
What was Graham giving them that Hirsch was so excited about? What was it about his message that made him cling on to him and say, hey, we want to promote this boy? What was it?
I'm not real sure, but shortly before this time, Graham and some others had been working with Youth for Christ, and one of Hirsch's editors had gone on the trip with them, and they evidently saw that Graham was one that they could probably control, manipulate. Graham has always been on the fence, and it probably came through, and they probably saw they could work with somebody like this who could not take a strong stand, like just this year, and I'd like to talk about that a little later on, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Just the last crusade he had in June of 2005. He brags up Clinton's from the pulpit and all.
Yeah, New York City.
Yes, and then he goes on, and when people complained, he said, oh, it was just a joke. Well, it really wasn't, because I have proof from before that he's been doing the same thing. But the thing is, when he went and he talked to a Lutheran paper, the Lutherans believe in salvation by baptism, basically, or baptism saves. So when he talks to the Luther newspaper, he says that there's something that actually takes place in baptism. Well, since he's Southern Baptist, his group said, oh, now, wait a minute, we believe in baptism by immersion. He says, well, I don't agree with the Lutheran doctrine. I agree with my church doctrine. No matter where you get Billy, even the issue with Nixon, he's talking about the Jews. But when it comes out that he actually talked against the Jews, then he said, oh, I don't ever remember having those feelings.
He changes. He flip-flops.
All the time.
Call it flip-flopping.
And I believe they saw this in him from the very beginning and knew that they could probably use such a person, because no matter what you'd want him to say, he would regurgitate it.
Well, I remember as a young cop, when he came back from Russia, communist Russia, remember that? And he says, they have religious freedom in communist Russia. And I thought to myself, this guy is either smoking something or he's purposely lying to us, because, of course, that was not true. So it's astounding, the statements that this guy has made. But what I've noticed, Dr. Cathy, and especially when you read your book, Billy Graham and His Friends, is that he refuses, and a good example is when he was given, 100 hours after his New York conference up there, to talk about himself, and he says, I'm not political. That's why I don't talk about abortion. I don't talk about homosexuality. I don't talk about anything, because I'm not political. Well, sister, that's not political. I mean, that's God's word that he will not talk about. So I can see where he might be very popular with those that might want to water down Christianity.
Exactly.
We'll be right back, Dr. Cathy. Hang on here. And folks, we'll be right back with Dr. Cathy Burns. She knows what's going on, and we're going to find out. Stay tuned.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opting down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Why, if more people are coming to Christ, we're literally going to hell in this nation. Something is going on. What kind of Christianity do we have today? Let's go back to Dr. Kathy Burns. Dr. Kathy, go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Well, you were talking about him not mentioning abortion and homosexuality. I think it's not because he does not want to be political. It's because he does not want the evangelical Christian to really know his stance on these issues. You see, his father-in-law, Dr. Nelson Bell, was a missionary in China, and he performed abortions, and he explained his reasoning to Billy Graham. And Graham has come out on a few occasions. You don't really hear it much. It's not publicized. But in 1989 and 1992 on CNN, and then in May 1997 on 2020, he did advocate abortion in the case of rape or incest or any of those things, he added.
Oh, boy. Wow.
So, see, he says he can't really state when, he says, I can't complain about abortion because no one really knows when life begins. So this is why he can't say anything at this point, because most of the evangelical Christians, and rightly they should, just forget them, write them off, don't put them in, you know, their will, don't put them in their will, or don't give donations and all to his meetings, don't support. Also with the homosexualities, oh, there's other sins, and he's, after he talked with Al Gore, he came out and he said, you know, there's worse sins than homosexuality. I'm going to be starting to talk about the environment now. But again, people have to realize his ghostwriter was a man by the name of Mel White, a homosexual.
Oh, yes, Mel White, yeah.
Good old Mel White. And Mel White did not just write for Billy Graham. He has written for Pat Robertson.
That's
he wrote speeches for Oliver North. He also writes for Jerry Falwell, or he had written for Jerry Falwell. So, I mean, Graham's not the only one in this category. So, again, and Graham has so many friends within the homosexual community. And we also have to realize this. The homosexual church has even helped in his crusades, which means there were homosexual counselors there that people were being counseled by when they went down the aisle.
And absolutely amazing, Kathy. It's absolutely amazing how Christianity has changed today, and I wonder if God wasn't talking about that when he talked about the great falling away and the final apostasy. If we're not coming into that today, what do you think?
We are going into this, and this is one thing a lot of us, I don't think, fully realize. We must have a very religious, not an atheistic society, but a very religious and openly spiritual society to give worship to the Antichrist. An atheistic society is not going to fall down and worship someone who claims to be, quote-unquote, the Christ.
Yes.
We have to prepare. And as far back as 1992 already, Graham was calling for what it was supposed to have been in the Oregon paper, a one merged church. So we need this type of a merged church and a church that is ready to worship and give allegiance to someone or something in order to have the Antichrist come on the scene. And Graham has fallen right into that category.
He certainly has. In his later years here, I think his memory's slipping or something, because in his later years, Dr. Kathy, he's made incredible statements that really none of us heard for years and years. Now, he may have made the same statements, and according to your book, he was saying those things, but the controlled media in America would never let us know the things he was saying. But lately, it seems like, my goodness gracious, saying that people of all religions can come together and they don't have to know the Lord Jesus Christ to go to heaven and things like this, which are would make one believe that he isn't a Christian, or what kind of a Christian would he be to believe those things that are totally against the Word of God?
The Bible says by their fruits you can know them, and his fruits just do not bear fruits of a Christian. There's no way. And I know several are saying, oh, it's just his latter years.
Yes, he's getting senile.
But let me ask you, when President Reagan had left office and he started his stages of Alzheimer's, were they sending him as an envoy or an ambassador to other countries? Were they giving messages to him to take to other presidents, like the president of North Korea, or into other countries? No. Because he was getting senile. But they still used Graham. And they just had a birthday party of this President Bush. Just had, I think it was on his 83rd, so that would be about 3 years ago. He invited him to the White House with some family members and had a big birthday cake and a birthday party for Billy Graham. You did not see this happening under President Reagan, and we have to remember Reagan's vice president happened to be George Bush's father, George Bush. So I don't think there's a senility there. He is having problems. He has physical problems. We do not deny that. But I think what happened was we just saw this icon for all these years, and most people just turned a blind eye. They'd see a problem, and they'd say, well, but, you know, we'll ignore that. But when you see 50, 100, 200 problems, you can't keep ignoring it.
Yes.
And the signs weren't there.
Yes, your book points out that this is not new for Billy Graham. He's been showing these signs, and he's been saying these type of things, and the people that has been his best friends have been those pushing the Antichrist world government agenda.
That's right.
And I think you point that out so well in your book. My goodness gracious. So this is not something new for Billy Graham that's come with senility, if indeed he has senility at all. Isn't that true?
That's right.
Okay, well, we'll be right back, folks, with more of what is going on in the American Christian Church today, or around the world, actually, in the Christian churches today. We're going to sort some of this out tonight, so hang on. We'll be right back after these important messages. Stay tuned for more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Why it is, folks, trying to figure it out why it is for the last probably 40 years for me, when I would go to my fundamentalist Christian church, every week the pastor would act like a psychologist and teach us or preach to us about how we should treat our mother, how we should treat our dog, how we should treat each other, how we should be saved, and all of these things, and they never talked about the problems of the day that was leading this nation into this Antichrist world government system, and they refused to do so. Something's going on in the church, and we're trying to sort this out by having wonderful guests like Dr. Kathy Burns on tonight. So, Kathy, I want to turn the microphone over to you, and you just lead us where we need to go tonight. Would you do that for us?
Okay, well, I'll mention, we'll go back to this very last crusade.
Yeah.
On the platform, now this is from June 24th to 26th, but on the night of June 25th, on the platform with Billy Graham sits Bill and Hillary Clinton, Charles Schumer, and Michael Bloomberg. Now, if you know anything about these people, why would they be invited on a fundamentalist Christian platform? Not only were they sitting there, but Bloomberg and Bill Clinton both had brief speeches. You don't turn over the pulpit of God to give these type people access to the audience. This is just not right. But again, this goes back a lot further than people think. Now, there was that one minister you probably heard of, Reverend Cheng, that had walked out when Clinton got up. He said, "I've been following Billy Graham for 25 years, and I've really thought the world of him, a man of God, but I couldn't understand why he'd have Bill Clinton there." But if he would have just read some books on his own, such as the U.S. News and World Report of May 3rd, 1993. In that article, Billy Graham said this about Clinton, quote, "I am quite impressed with his charisma and with some of the things he believes. If he chose to preach the gospel instead of politics, he would make a great evangelist."
Well, he probably would today. Sadly, that might be true.
But I thought
an
evangelist.
There might be more in that statement that you and I aren't aware of than that Billy was exposing there, but we didn't know.
But I thought an evangelist should be a Christian first.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Of course, Billy Graham thinks he is a Christian. And then he also said this. He said, "From a biblical point of view, we should be headed in the direction of goodness and righteousness, away from crime and immorality, and toward one's neighbors who are in need. I'm encouraged by the emphasis President Clinton and Hillary are putting on that." That goes to 93. Of course, you know, after this, of course, Bill Clinton was photographed with the Democratic fundraiser, Hugh Hefner, the founder of Playboy. And then, of course, the sexual scandals came out with Monica Lewinsky. And then Graham says this. He says, I forgive him. Well, first of all, I didn't know he could forgive. I thought that was only God. But Graham says, I forgive him because I know the frailty of human nature. And I know how hard it is, and especially a strong, vigorous young man like he is. He has such a tremendous personality. I think the ladies just go wild over him, unquote. So it looks like it's the ladies' fault rather than, you know, Clinton.
Yeah.
Then in Graham's autobiography, 1997, Just As I Am, he mentioned that he was with President Clinton on May 1st, 1996. And here again, he says, quote, it was a time of warm fellowship with a man who has not always won the approval of his fellow Christians. See, he's putting Clinton as a Christian, but who has in his heart a desire to serve God and do his will, unquote. At a luncheon for 500 newspaper editors at their annual convention in Washington, D.C., Graham said that the president's personal life and character are irrelevant, and at this luncheon, he promoted Clinton as a man of God. And he went on, he said, I believe Bill has gone to his knees many times and asked God to help him. Then on Larry King Live, Graham said that he had been friends with Bill Clinton for years, but of course he would not bring up the issues of abortion and homosexuality to him because then he wouldn't be invited back to the White House. And then, of course, as you know, just about about a week and a half ago, he called the Clintons wonderful friends, a great couple and all. Well, then, like I mentioned, the other one on the platform was Michael Bloomberg. And he gets up at this meeting, and he said that it was truly an honor for our city to host this historic gathering. Just 4 days before, June 21st, he had accepted the endorsement of the Log Cabin Republicans. And that's the gay political group. And, of course, for those who don't know, log cabin is a sexual term for one of the things that the gays do. So here's this group 4 days. He accepts the endorsement just 4 days before he gets up behind the pulpit and speaks at Graham's meeting. And, of course, it wasn't the only time. Bloomberg's been holding gay and lesbian. He's been appearing and holding welcome services for them. I have several copies of letters he's written to the gay community. He endorses the gay rights, the whole bit. And then, of course, then Schumer was there, a Democrat. One's Republican, one's Democrat. It doesn't much matter. They all professed really the same thing.
Yeah.
And he's repeatedly earned the 100% voting rates from groups like NARAL, the National Abortion Reproduction Rights Action League, Planned Parenthood, NAACP, Children's Defense Fund, Citizens for Global Solutions, National Organization for Women, Americans for Democratic Action, and the National Education Association.
Yeah, probably NAMBLA, too.
Well, that I don't have, but who knows, because he is very pro-homosexual. He's not only pro-abortion, he is pro-partial birth abortion, and he has voted in favor of this. He has also voted in favor of adding sexual orientation to the hate crimes. And here's another one on the platform with Graham. These things have been there if you go into his autobiography, and that's part of what made me start writing my book, because I already knew the world government names. John Foster Dulles, Henry Luce, Winston Lord, Rupert Murdoch, Henry Kissinger, Bernard Baruch. He mentioned these names as their great friends. They're the ones that helped and opened the doors to meetings in other countries, China, England, and so forth. And I start thinking, there is something wrong. And, of course, as I did more and more research, it started to come out. But, again, it's been there, but most of us never noticed.
That's right. It's surely not brought out to the media's attention, and the media wouldn't talk about it anyway. But what I see formulating here, my dear, is world religion. Seems like we're all joining hands and we're coming together. You don't need Jesus Christ to get to heaven, as Billy Graham says, and his friends. The big kahuna of Crystal Cathedral, I guess, agrees with him. What's his name?
Robert Shuler.
Robert Shuler,
well,
yeah.
He got Robert Shuler started. He's the one that helped Robert Shuler go into the TV business in the first place. And, of course, there again, the praises flow both ways. Graham has him on. In fact, he prayed at one of the Crusades not real long ago. And then, of course, Shuler has Graham on, and they're back and forth, and they just brag each other up, and we know good and well. And, see, this is what's so sad. Most of your evangelicals never really went for Robert Schuller and said, oh, he's new agey, he's some positive thinking, whatever. But they followed the one who set him up, who is Billy Graham, and they followed his protege, who is Rick Warren. And Rick Warren prayed at the November 2004 Los Angeles Billy Graham Crusade. So, I mean, these people keep using each other over and over. And Rick Warren, again, a lot of evangelicals are following him. They love the church growth materials. But he has teamed up with a new ager, Clint Blanchard, who promotes yoga and mantra meditation. And he brought him in. In fact, he hired him, brought him in to teach other pastors how to have this church growth and all. Robert Schuller had his church growth meeting, and he had Rick Warren come and speak to over 80 gays and lesbians in the audience on how to make their churches grow.
Wow.
This is incredible.
This is incredible, Kathy. So what is it all about? What is it just as simple as these big glitter bugs, as I call them, multi-million-dollar glitter bugs, are preparing us for the world religion under this Antichrist world government system? Is that the bottom line?
I believe it. And for, see, over 30 years already, Graham has been begging presidents to have other faiths represented at the inauguration. Uh-huh. And going back to Richard Nixon in 1969 already, Nixon had asked Graham to pray. And here's what Graham says in his own autobiography. These are things that he said in his book. I'm not pulling out of thin air. Here's his quote. He said, Nixon wanted me to do all the prayers at the swearing-in ceremony, but I objected. Dick, you've got to have all faiths represented, or you're going to have trouble. No, I just want you, he insisted. Eventually, Nixon gave in to the ecumenical idea, and I suggested other clergy, including my friend and supporter, Rabbi Edgar Fogel Magnin of the large Jewish synagogue on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, unquote. So you see, Billy Graham was the one who pushed to even bring in the Jewish religion. Of course, he went on. He said, we can't leave out the Catholics. We can't leave out the Orthodox. We've got to bring them all in.
Dr. Kathy, sounds like he is very political. Like,
yes.
He said on television here a few days ago after his New York City thing, I don't want to get political, so I just stick to Scripture. Which sounds like he's led his life and some of the things that he's taught some of these presidents and others is to be very political, be very balanced. Now, is he talking out of two sides of his mouth when he talks about not wanting to be political?
Well, go back to 1990 when we were ready to go into war with Iraq.
Iraq.
I guess it was. Who did he call? He calls Billy Graham. He says, come and stay overnight at the White House. This is not political. When I believe it was Eisenhower, one of the presidents wanted to segregate or desegregate, I guess it was something. He called Billy Graham. Billy said, Graham says, go ahead and do it. These presidents come to Graham before they make political decisions. This is political. He pretends to hide behind religion. The whole time he is political. And right before, like, say, I'm not sure which election it was, it's the one right before Clinton got in. Just days before the election, Billy Graham goes on record. He says, well, I'm a Democrat. Hint, 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 you know. Because most people would say, oh, he's probably Republican. I mean, evangelical Christian. He'd want better values. Not that there really are, you know, different values between the two parties.
That's true.
But and even going back, you know, another 10 years, we didn't know quite as much then as we see today. And there were slight differences then. But, I mean, he lets you know that, oh, yeah, I'm a Democrat. Now, he didn't tell us how he voted, but he gave a political idea of where he probably was going to throw his vote. And he, of course, bragged up Clinton at that point. But then he'll come out and say, well, I'm friends with Bush, too. He always took both sides. And he can hide behind this, but he is. He's political.
Tell us, sister, about, you know, I grew up with Billy Graham. I mean, my mom loved Billy Graham, and boy, every time there was one of these speeches came on radio or television, she was right there. I had to be right there, and I loved Billy Graham because my mom loved Billy Graham, and he was saving millions and millions of souls. What do we have here? Tell us about that, all these people that he's saving. And when you see all these people coming down the aisles, what's going on here?
Well, when you look, especially, I don't have a TV, but I hear, you know that these, it's just a tremendous wrong goes forward when he says, you know, anybody who would like to come to Christ, just basically walk the aisle or come down here to the front. And all of a sudden, people from all over the auditorium just start streaming forward. And you're saying, oh, isn't this marvelous? Look how many people are going to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Well, there's a little bit of a problem with this. Yes, some are saved. I do not doubt it. I know of people that have been saved.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's only because of perhaps their hunger and their desire. It's not because of Billy Graham. And some of them did get into church. Several were sent back to a Catholic church but still had the hunger and searched on their own and found out. In fact, the one said, by me going to a Billy Graham crusade, I lost a year and a half of my life because he was turned over to the Catholic church. But eventually he did find how to accept Christ and, you know, be born again. But you're looking, you say, oh, look at this wonderful throng going down there. Well, what people need to know is the bulk of those people going down there are not actually seekers. It's the choir members and the counselors. And they're staged throughout the entire audience. And they're told to get up at different times that it looks like this continuous thronging and flowing forward. And granted, I understand sometimes that if someone else would make the move, someone who'd be afraid to go may actually go, and they may get help. I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong, but I am saying it's not the group that people think. Then once they get up there to the front, there's the decision card with three decisions on there. One is assurance of salvation, one is rededication, and then one is to accept Christ for the first time. Only about one-third even fill that thing out. So of those few that do actually go forward, only about one-third of them are going for a first-time decision in the first place. Most of them are just going to rededicate their lives, or they want to get back into the church or whatever after this.
Yeah. And so then, it's not salvation. Didn't you say, Dr. Kathy, that the counselors that meet you will be Catholics, they'll be homosexuals, they'll be people of other faith there, and yes. Billy Graham turns you over to those people of those other faiths.
That's right. And like even now, again, we're going back 1957. In fact, that's when some fundamentalists did part with Graham. Around 57 to the early 60s, a few started seeing it, and they came away. But the bulk still did not. But in 1957, Norman Vincent Peale, an occultist, a Mason, sat on the platform. He supported the Graham Crusade. They're wonderful friends. Graham has bragged him up in his autobiography and otherwise. He just loves Norman Vincent Peale. And again, like I said, he is an occultist. He practices all kinds of occult phenomena. He got more decision cards than all 14 of the conservative Baptist churches put together.
Norman Vincent Peale did.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
And that was 40 years ago.
And that's those cards that they fill out that they want to have counseling. They want to come into an organization, a church, and Billy Graham's giving them to these organizations that are truly, many aren't Christian at all.
That's right. And I know there's many that would not fall within the range of evangelicalism. In fact, I just got something about a week or two ago where one group, they believe that we are gods and so on. They do not believe in the fundamentals of the faith. They believe there's a second chance after death. There's no hell, all kinds of different, the Holy Spirit is just the force, not a person, things like this.
New agey,
and also just denying the fundamentals of the faith. And they were bragging how they have participated in the November 2004 Los Angeles meeting. They had sent their counselors there, and that they got decision cards.
Fascinating. Very, very sad. But
yes.
My goodness gracious, folks. It's not always like it looks, folks. It's not always like it looks. We're finding out. It's sad, but we'll be right back after this break, folks. And we want to get Kathy to give out her address so you can get some of her very important literature. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
And I guess he carries probably at least six or so of my books.
Okay, very good. And folks, if you go to the web too, and you put in there Dr. Kathy Burns and her organization, I think it's still Sharing, isn't it?
It's Sharing.
S-H-A-R-I-N-G.
But I don't have a website.
Okay, but still, there's a lot of material on you and your books there, my dear. Because once again, tonight, before you were on, I was back on the web. And you've done a lot of good for a lot of people. You've made us think outside the box that we've been stuffed in by the church today. And we better get outside that box, because God is going to help us hold us accountable, is he not, Kathy, for what we do that is not his will?
Yes, he will. And I want to say this, too. I had some differences theologically with Billy Graham, but we were always trying to help our community. We would hand out a lot of gospel literature on my way to work or anything like this. I'd take tracts with me, and I wanted to reach the community here so bad for the Lord, and I thought the best way to do it was to bring a Billy Graham film in, and that's what we had done. We were responsible for getting the film in. I mean, I helped promote Billy Graham, too. Not his crusade, it was not in the area. But we did what we thought was the best at the time. And, again, who was the best one to select but Billy Graham? We all thought this.
Of course, yeah.
I mean, we were all told that this is a wonderful icon of virtue. He's the one that's never been caught in scandals, which is not true either. It's just been covered up by the media. But
very powerful people.
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, we all looked up to him as a man of God. But if you pick up, go to Graham's own books. It's right there in his own books, what he's saying. I mean, he says in the book that, in fact, well, this one he didn't write, but he asked to have it written about he expects to see Elvis Presley in heaven. You know, the sex addict, occultist, drug addict, the one who died of a drug overdose, he's going to see him in heaven. He was just asking April about the Pope. Oh, yes, he's in heaven, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The Pope's in heaven. So these are the things that, and again, you don't have senile people onto your TV program, and they're still having them on.
They sure are. They're just pumping him and pumping him like nobody else right now. Of course, they do the same with George Bush, our good Christian president, too.
Yeah.
That's another show. A big show.
Yeah.
Okay, sister. Well, give out that address again for people, would you?
The phone number?
Yes.
800-234-9673.
One more time.
800-234-9673.
Thank you for making us think tonight, sister. God bless you. You make a lot of people think. And you also have the knowledge and information available to them. Thank you so much, Dr. Kathy.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Lord bless you. And I hope he continues to use you in a great way. Thank you.
I want to be used, yes.
Okay, God bless
okay,
you.
God
Good
bless.
Night. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Thanks for being with the Officer Jack McGlam program. Hope it didn't shock you too much, but we've just got to deal with these issues. God is going to make us responsible for the decisions we make in our lives. That's the name of the tune. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great night.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.